This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Three people killed in microbus accident in Solian. Industry Minister Anil Kumar Sinha pledges government support to promote cottage and small industries. Nepal registered its first ever win against full ICC member, defeating West Indies in T20I series. And at least 39 people dead in crowd crush at political rally in Tamil Nadu of India. Now the news in detail. Three people have been killed and two others injured when a microbus plunged 300 meters off the road at Kopparkot 3 in Solian this morning. The vehicle was heading to Tulsipur from Bafikot of Rukum West. Police Inspector Ramesh Khatri said the deceased were 67-year-old Pabi Kesi, 27-year-old Prakash Kesi and 30-year-old Sasidhar Kesi, all from Bafikot 5. The injured 47-year-old Khagendra Kesi and 36-year-old Dina Kesi were first treated at Rapti Provincial Hospital in Tulsipur and later referred to Nepalganj for further treatment. Nepal has registered a historic victory in international cricket by defeating the West Indies by 19 runs in the first T20I of the Unity Cup at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the UAE held yesterday night. This is Nepal's first ever win against a full ICC member nation. Batting first, Nepal posted a target of 149 runs, losing 8 wickets. In reply, the West Indies managed only 129 runs for 9 wickets in 20 overs. Skipper Reid Podell scored highest 38 runs and Kusal Mollis scored 30 runs. On the bowling side, Kusal Vertel claimed 2 wickets with Karan Kesi, Dipendra Singh Avery, Nandan Yadav and Skipper Podell taking 1 wicket each. Skipper Podell, named player of the match, said the win was a result of teamwork and dedicated the award to the martyrs of Gen Z movement. Nepal will face the West Indies again on Monday and Tuesday. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Anil Kumar Sinha has pledged government support to promote cottage and small industries, calling them the backbone of the country's economy. Speaking at a meeting with representatives of the Federation of Nepal Cottage and Small Industries yesterday, the industry minister said the government will prioritize the sector by encouraging the use of locally available products, creating jobs and reducing imports. He also pledged efforts to ensure public offices procure domestic goods, especially furniture and construction materials. Nepal police had said prisoners who escaped from various jails during recent Gen Z demonstrations are under constant surveillance. Deputy Inspector General Binod Kimber informed that out of the total escapees, around 8,000 have returned, while nearly 6,000 remain at large. He urged the public to stay alert, especially during the festival season, noting that some of the fugitives include notorious thieves and dacoits who may seek revenge. District police officers have been directed to monitor closely based on the inmates' criminal records. The prison management department has asked the fugitives to return by the 6th of October, warning of further action otherwise. Insurance claims for damages caused during the recent Gen Z demonstrations have reached 23.39 billion rupees. According to the Nepal Insurance Authority, so far nearly 3,000 claims have been filed. The authority noted that claims are still rising due to widespread physical damage and have come from 14 non-life and 4 micro-insurance companies nationwide. A team of 4 cerebrals have Pardon me, please listen it again. A team of four Sherpas has successfully opened a climbing route to Dholagiri this autumn. Dholagiri Mountain is 8,167 meters tall, making it the seventh highest peak in the world. The team, comprising Tasi Sherpa, Lakpa Temba Sherpa, Furba Kusang Sherpa and Pasang Norbu Sherpa, prepared the route from the base camp and fixed ropes along the path. Mingma Sherpa, founder of Seven Summit Treks, said the route was a joint effort with the 14 Peaks expedition, enabling climbers to reach the summit safely with Sherpa support. According to the Department of Tourism, 24 climbers, 7 women and 17 men rather, from three groups have obtained permits for autumn climbing. This season, the base camp was reached by the Mustang Trail from Marfa as the Modibar route was damaged. Dholagiri remains one of the most challenging peaks due to its unpredictable weather. The mountain was first successfully climbed in 1960 by Austrian Kurt Demeberger and his team. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 39 people, including children, have died in a crowd crush at a political rally in Tamil Nadu of India. According to the BBC, the incident occurred on Saturday in Karur district during a campaign event for actor-turned-politician Vijay, who was delayed by several hours. Images broadcast on television showed people fainting amid tightly packed crowds. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin confirmed that 39 people died and 51 others are receiving treatment. The fatalities included 17 women, 13 men and 9 children. In an online statement, Vijay said his heart was broken and he was in unbearable pain and sorrow. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the incident as unfortunate and deeply saddening in a post on X. Sweeping UN economic and military sanctions have been reimposed on Iran a decade after they were lifted under a landmark deal over its nuclear program. According to the BBC, the measures took effect after the UK, France and Germany triggered the snapback mechanism, citing Iran's continued nuclear escalation and lack of cooperation. In a joint statement, the three European powers urged Iran to avoid further escalation, emphasizing that the reimposition of UN sanctions is not the end of diplomacy. Iranian President Mujahid Pezeshkian insisted last week that the country has no intention of developing nuclear weapons. Tensions rose after the U.S. withdrew from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in 2016 under President Donald Trump. Recent talks between Iran and the European partners on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly failed to reach an agreement to delay the sanctions. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of the remaining provinces. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three people killed in microbus accident in Solian. Industry Minister Anil Kumar Sinha pledges government support to promote cottage and small industries. Nepal registered first ever win against full ICC member, defeating West Indies in T20I series. And at least 39 people dead in crowd crush at political rally in Tamil Nadu of India. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.